good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, I love that part of the show. Dr. Michael Braga, he's the assistant professor of orthopedics at the UHealth Sports Medicine Division. He's on our show today. He's up next. He's on the line.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Fried. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm fine, Dr. Braga, but from now on, you can call me Jim.
Will do.
All right, now we're gonna talk about South Florida and working out here in the heat. I work out all the time, and I can tell you right now is that I haven't been working out outside for about 3 months, except if it's off peak and in the pool. So I think I might have it down. I mean, but tell me, what is it that we need to do to make sure that we don't get hurt working out in the heat in South Florida?
Well, certainly what you mentioned right now is actually a pretty good idea, especially considering the summer heat. You know, so heat illness is something that we take very seriously. You know, it can go from something as mild as cramping to something as serious as even death. And, you know, since 1995, there's been over 30 reported deaths. So it's something that we have to really keep an eye on, especially down here in South Florida.
I have two words to say about that. Bryant McKinney.
Right.
That's the guy that was the NFL Vikings lineman that didn't hydrate correctly and keeled over and died of heat exhaustion at practice. And that was in Minneapolis, not even down here.
Right, right. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, putting us at an increased risk of heat illness. The temperature and the humidity are factors that are out and we have to keep in mind. We can't really control those, but we can control some of them. And that's definitely one of the ones that we must consider is the clothing that we wear. For example, our clothing certainly absorbs more heat with light-colored clothing or lighter clothing, breathable clothing that allows us to cool down. And the main problem is the way the body works and cools itself off from from the increased temperature we get from working out is by sweating. So we need to optimize the situation so that we allow our bodies to sweat.
You know, and that brings up a question because you've got two different conflicting issues when you're talking about the sweat part. Number one, if I'm going out when it's hot and it's summertime, I'm putting on sunscreen, or at least I hope I'm putting on sunscreen. And if I've got the sunscreen on, that must impact my ability to sweat.
Well, it's a common belief, and while applying lotions over skin may to a certain degree do so. I mean, it's still imperative that we do wear sunscreen and block some of the negative effects the sun can have on us, because part of that is also going to contribute to the effects of the heat illness. Mm. Definitely increase the body temperature and affect us negatively. So definitely have to protect against sun exposure.
Now let's just take it to the basic level. It's Saturday morning. It's 9:15. I'm getting ready to go out jogging. It's not the heat of the day. It isn't cool out either. What should I be doing?
Well, things that we should certainly be doing is before we go out, we have to prepare for that run. And certainly hydration, not just during the run, but before the run. Preparing for that run by being adequately hydrated is one of the key things that a lot of times we miss out on. A lot of times we hydrated, and if you think about it, you just spent hopefully a good 8 hours of sleep and you didn't really consume any water. So we really need to hydrate before we go out on that big morning run.
You know, I found that to be true even when I go to work in the morning, is that I've got to drink 2 or 3 cups of water or I'm just dry as a stone. So it's got to be that when I'm exerting myself working out. Now, we talked about the heat. What about preparing our body for the exercise itself? Because I've got to believe that there's different stress on my muscles in December than there is in August.
There definitely is. And one of the things that we really talk about is getting acclimated to the temperature and the heat. And we really talk about that, especially with our young athletes now. It's the end of July. Football season's right around the corner. So practices are starting up. People are putting on pads, helmets. And that certainly doesn't help to keep your body temperature down. So we have to slowly build up and get acclimated to the temperature. You really don't want to go and start off a full-blown new exercise routine in the summer heat without starting off lighter, shorter workouts getting used to, getting your body used to that higher temperature.
Oh, yeah. I grew up here. I went to high school. My folks said, hey, Jim, we want you on the better schedule, so go play football. They gave us ice and let us sit under the trees for like 5 minutes during a two-hour period. I'll say it this way, from 3 to 5 in the afternoon in August. I mean, they don't do that anymore, I hope, do they?
Right. No, Jim, things have changed quite a bit, but I grew up in Puerto Rico and played football as well, so I know the heat very well, and things are certainly much more different right now than they were before.
Well, you know, that is one of the big important things that we have to remember is hydrating. We have to remember to prepare ourselves. I got to believe that stretching is a big part of it at this time of year, too.
Stretching is a part of it. And one of the more common things we'll see is cramping related to heat illness. It's one of the earlier signs. It's actually mild heat injury is cramping related to heat. One of the important things to do there is definitely gently stretch the muscles that are involved, but also more importantly, if you are getting cramping during your workout, it's definitely time to stop, hydrate, and stretch.
So what you're really telling me is that the number one thing to not getting hurt is that when you start to feel like you're getting hurt, that's the time to stop.
Definitely. We have to really listen to our bodies.
You know, I've been working out really hard for the last 4 months, and I'm about ready to go take a break on vacation. And to me, in my mind's eye, I'm going, wow, this is great. I can work out all 5 days. And then I'm starting to realize, you know, you're not getting where you need to be by the end of that workout anymore. Maybe you should rest. What do you think about that, Doc? Does it make sense to program in some scheduled rest into your workouts?
Definitely. Your body does need to recover, and you need to hydrate between these workouts. Well, it's not just hydrating, like I said before. It's not just hydrating during the workout. It's very important to hydrate before your workout and to replace the fluids that you lost after your workout, not just what you're going to use the next workout, but what you lost in your workout. So it's a lot to think about, but it's very important.
Dr. Michael Baraga, he's the assistant professor of orthopedics at UHealth Sports Medicine Division. There's a whole page on their website for sports medicine. There's a whole page on Dr. Baraga. But Dr. Baraga, if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can do one of several ways. You can call our appointment line at 305-243-3000 or email us at uhealthsportsmedicine@med.miami.edu. All this information is available on our website at www.uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And we have definitely multiple clinics available. You mentioned our plantation office. We have our office at the downtown at the University of Miami Hospital, Kendall, and we're starting now in Hialeah as well.
Well, wait a minute now. I want to see you at my favorite place for entertainment. Can I see you at the little facility you guys have in Marlins Park?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely see you there.
Well, listen, then we're going to make a date. You and I are going to go. We're going to see a ball game. You're going to show me how all the different devices work out at Marlins Ballpark. Dr. Michael Baraga, thank you so much for helping us learn how to stay safe this summer while we work out.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be back after this short break with Tarek Maddox. We're going to talk about some exercises you can do and not get hurt. Back after this.
Kokomo, that's where you